joining me in the studio today, I have Antion. And Antion has been in the world of music for decades. And a man in his music, he's worn many hats and many scarves.
Turbans.
And he joins us here today to share some stories and to let you know about opportunities to learn more about him and his music at some different events he'll be doing while he's here on Kauai. He's a longtime resident of Kauai, and he and his wife, Alondra, had moved to New Zealand a few years ago. But, of course, Kauai still holds a place in their heart, so they fortunately get to come back every year, I think. You're here every year, aren't you?
As much as we can.
Yeah, I believe it. Now, you're One in the Goddess, which is just an amazing CD. We're going to play one of the songs from that, and I'm going to let you say which one it is.
This song is called Kamali'i o Kapo.
Okay, and you want to talk a little bit about this song, the inspiration?
Oh, wow. Well, this song is such an amazing song. It was written originally as an oli, or a chant, by Kauai Kapu Kalani Hewitt, the really well-known and famous Kumu Hula. And then Kumu Blaine Kamalani Kia set it to music. And it was an okay oli, but when it got the music behind it, somehow or other it became something really incredibly beautiful and inspiring. And it was really the impetus for my making this album. And this is the story of how the album came, One in the Goddess.
Come on.
the heavenly music of Antion from his One in the Goddess. And Antion joins me here in the studio today, and that's Antion, a.k.a. Vic Briggs, a.k.a. Vikram Singh. Many incarnations and incantations of music.
Well, I don't know about the incantations, but certainly the incarnations, right?
I was like, because it rhymes.
Okay.
And people love, you know, mystical things, so incantations, incarnations.
I try to be as mystical as possible.
I know, I can see by the beautiful cover on your Antion, One in the Goddess, with Alondra sitting on the rocks and sun in the background and the mountains and... Ah, beautiful. So, speaking of all those AKAs, and I know you're going to be offering the community an evening about a man and his music, and that man will be you and your music. And could you talk a little bit about, you know, you've gone from the rock and roll, I mean, you've just gone on all these different musical odysseys in your life and excelled at all of them. And, I mean, maybe just to start off with, I mean, how old were you when you, like, maybe first picked up a guitar? When did you know that music was going to be such a part of your life?
Well, it's a funny thing you should say that, because I never really knew that music was going to be such a part of my life. I never believed in myself, you know, as a musician for a long time. But I was 12 years old when I first got my hands on a guitar. And I started to play what was called skiffle, which was kind of a craze. It was like American folk, acoustic folk music. And from there, I morphed into rock and roll. And that was my life for quite a while. You know, I played with Dusty Springfield, Rod Stewart, Eric Burdon and the Animals. And then I went to work in the studios in Hollywood as an independent arranger and producer. But the Hollywood lifestyle got to me. I loved the music. It was wonderful, but I couldn't handle the way people treated each other, the way people screwed each other, you know, financially, I mean.
Right.
Well, never mind. Okay, I'm sorry, I misspoke myself. So I just turned around and walked away from the music business, and I threw myself into spirituality, into yoga and spiritual practice. And along with that came Indian classical music, which was something that I had a deep love for. I started that in 1966. And I studied that, and then that morphed into what's called Gurbani Kirtan, which is Sikh sacred music, which is still based in Indian classical music, but it's vocal music. It's extremely devotional. And I did that pretty solidly for about 20 years. And then all of a sudden, one day, good story, but we'll save it for another time, I found myself on Kauai. In fact, I just celebrated my 25th anniversary the first day that I set foot on the island of Kauai.
Oh, wonderful.
Which it was in 1989 in October, just as you might, if you're good at arithmetic, you can figure that out. And I didn't really get the music at first. It took a couple of years of coming back. But one evening, we found ourselves outside the monarch room of the Royal Hawaiian Hotel just as the Brothers Casamero show was starting. And, you know, the way it is, you can stand outside and see the whole show. And I didn't know what to expect. And I saw, well, actually, first I heard Auntie Lena Allah. She was beating on a pahu drum and chanting Oli. And then some dancers came out, and she did a hula kaiko. I didn't know these terms at the time, but I'm applying them retrospectively, you might say. And then the Brothers Casamero came out and started singing. And I was like just absolutely blown away. We had to leave within the next 24 hours to go back to San Diego, which is where we were living. And I went to Tower Records and I found the best of the Brothers Casamero. And I played that CD night and day. I wore it out. And that was really more than anything else. That brought us back to Kauai, where we moved here in February of 1993. Shortly after the hurricane, where there was nowhere to live, and, you know, we lived in a tent for 6 months, and then in a yurt for 5 years. And I began my initiation into Hawaiian music, mainly through Kumuhula Blaine Kamalani Kia, to whom I owe a great debt. But also, I was taught somewhat by Kumu Kawaikapuula Okalani Hewitt. And then later on, I studied in Maui with Kumu Kapono Ai Molatau. I studied Oli with him. So I have a pretty good grounding in Hawaiian music and Oli and chant. So I'm presenting a lot of these different musical incarnations in this show, which we're calling A Man and a Music. and I'm going to be talking. I'm going to be talking story about my life, about the influences. And I've got so many stories. I can't fit them all in, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Definitely. Now, when you say you pick up the guitar at the age of 12 and, you know, played with people like Rod Stewart, Dusty Springfield, of course, Eric Burdon and the Animals. Now, did you do any vocals in any of those groups, or were you the guitarist?
I had a very traumatic experience when I was 14 years old, and I totally shut down my voice. I'm not going to tell you the experience. It was just one of those things that teenagers have, you know. And I shut down my voice totally. It was when I was 26, I started singing Sikh sacred music. And that opened up my voice. After doing that for 2, 3, 4 years, I found I could sing almost anything. You know, because I was singing for God, singing in a spiritual manner, it just brought my whole voice back, and it just expanded it in a way that I never dreamed possible.
No, that's beautiful.
Thank you.
That's beautiful. Because I was wondering that, because I mean, you do have such a beautiful voice and a powerful voice, but I didn't ever know if you were singing on any of the Animal records or anything.
Oh, no.
Yet.
No. My voice was totally shut down. Mm-hmm. And in fact, we're also going to be doing a day of yoga, a Nad yoga, the yoga of sound, which we'll talk about that. But one of the things I'll be teaching is how people can open up their voice and learn how to use their voice to enhance their spirituality, their self-confidence, and their self-empowerment.
Because there's so much power in the voice.
Indeed. You know, totally.
The self-expression, and just, as you said, you shut down because of some trauma. So many people have so much fear of speaking,
yes.
And so that fear carries on in all aspects of life.
That's right.
You know, so once you can let go of that fear and actually use your voice and speak, you know, what you need to say, your whole life can change, and everybody around you start. I think it has a lot to do even with just self-respect.
Totally.
You know, just so it's beautiful to be able to help people tune into that and feel have a freedom there. It's this liberation.
That's right.
Yeah. So,
that's right.
And while I was 12 to 20, so like 14 years, you're 12 to 26. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Well,
14 to 26.
Yeah.
14. Anyway, it was a long time.
It was a long time.
Especially a huge part of your life. That's all that pubescent coming into manhood time.
Yes. Yeah. No, it was a hard time.
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah. So, a man and his music, and now you said you have a date for that?
Yes, it is, according to what my wife tells me. It is November 16th,
okay.
Which is a Sunday.
Right. Okay, November 16th. Okay, that's right, Sunday. And it will be happening on the North Shore. How can people find out the exact location?
Well, they can contact us by calling 206-701-6609, or they can email Alondra at which one?
Alondra@healthhealing.org.
Okay, Alondra@healthhealing.org. She's got a couple, so, you know.
Yeah.
Or if you want to, you can email me at anahola11@yahoo.com.
Okay. And then also, I see that it will be on the Heartbeat of Kauai, which is Richard Diamond's newsletter.
Indeed.
So it will be announced there. So it's going to be Sunday, November 16th. It'll be from 3 to 5 p.m., and it will be in a private residence on the North Shore. Once again, a man and his music. Afternoon with Antion and some wonderful stories. Alondra will also be there and be signing her book.
She's got a wonderful book.
Yeah, From Stardom to Wisdom, Healing and Love Beyond the Spotlight. Also want to let you know that Alondra will be here doing an interview with me 2 weeks from today, which will be November 19th at around 1:15. So she'll be back in the studio then. And maybe you could talk a little bit about, now this particular CD, I know a lot of people enjoy this CD, and, you know, what was your inspiration? You talked a little bit about the inspiration, but you can talk a little bit more about the inspiration to that inspired you to do One in the Goddess.
Well, you hear a lot of talk these days, actually for quite a few years now, about the return of the divine feminine. And it's a huge subject, and it's something I could talk about for a long time, but I'll just make this very brief. I felt that I wanted to do something musically to honor the divine feminine. And two of my biggest musical influences are from India and Hawaii. And in both these places, the divine feminine is honored. So I wanted to bring these concepts, if you will, together as much as I could. And that's why we called it One and the Goddess, because I was given this, the song that's on there, One and the Goddess, I was given it in a dream. It's kind of a chant, you know. But the idea of the whole thing is to honor the divine feminine in a way that is healing and just brings a kind of a healing quality to people that are listening to the CD. And we've had some extraordinary stories of healing coming from this CD. It's just been amazing.
You know, I think has so much to do with intention. You know, when you have this intention, and then you do something with intention, then it creates that for other people. I mean, it's just that whole magic.
And by the way, speaking about bringing together India and Hawaii, I wish more people knew that living on this island is one of the greatest jazz guitar players to ever come out of India. A man by the name of Amit Hedy. And he's another amazing guy, because he's not only a great guitar player, but he's also a yoga teacher and does kirtan. He teaches at Hanle Yoga Studio.
He's also a fabulous Indian cook.
yes. Indeed he is.
He's been in here before. I've interviewed him.
Anyway, Amit and I are putting something together that we're going to do at the end of November, beginning of December. And we haven't quite finalized what it's going to be, but we are really working on bringing together the Indian and Hawaiian. And we've done some stuff that I don't think anybody's done before, so...
a whole new incarnation.
Indeed. So I just wanted to I hope Amit's listening, because he's a really dear friend and a lovely guy. And I just want to let people know about that. It's kind of a heads up, so...
Oh, well, good. And actually, this is an invitation. When, you know, before your event, please, you know, come back in and bring Amrit, and we can talk about what you're going to be doing.
Fantastic.
And let people know, because he is an amazing musician. And
he really is.
And, of course, I'm a big foodie, and I love Indian food, so if you're listening, your food is so good. I know your music is really good, too.
No, his food is brilliant.
I know. So if you just tuned in, I'm speaking with Antion. And he's going to be offering to the public a Man and His Music event. It's going to be happening Sunday, November 16th, from 3 to 5 p.m. At a private house on the North Shore. And Antion, as I mentioned, he's been Antion for, well, how many years have you had that?
I've been Antion since 1992. But to the Sikhs, I'm still Vikram Singh, which is my Sikh name. And to my friends in the music business, and my friends from school way back
your
when.
Your parents? No, of course they're gone by now.
Yeah, they're departed, but I'm still Vic Briggs.
Vic Briggs,
and that's
right.
Totally fine.
That's totally fine, because you are all those people.
I am. Indeed, I am. And, oh, yeah, and even I have a Hawaiian identity. I'm Pu'ukani Okalani.
Oh, wait. I don't know if I'll try that one. Pu'ukani Kal.
No. Okay. Never mind,
we won't do that. Okay, so let's play another track from One and the Goddess. Which one would you like to play?
Oh, boy. Let's play One in the Goddess, whatever number that is.
Okay, number 6. So this is the music of Antion from his One in the Goddess, and this is the title track.
Shakti Hari Shakti. You and I are one in the Goddess Shakti. Shakti. Hare Shakti. Shakti. Hare Shakti.
Is
One in the Goddess, Antion, and you are listening to Kauai Community Radio. This is Tracy with Kauai Vibrations, and my special guest here in the studio, Antion.
Indeed.
Yes, aloha, Antion. Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, such a pleasure, Tracy. Thank
you. It's so fun. I look forward to sharing the airwaves with you again. And I want to let you know, if you just tuned in, Antion is actually going to be, well, one that we haven't even mentioned yet. He's, you know, we said a man in his music because he's had all these different incarnations throughout his lifetime as a musician and artist and a human being. And he's going to be offering A Man in His Music. That's going to be happening on Sunday, November 16th, 3 to 5 p.m. on a private home on the North Shore. And he'll be sharing stories about all of his different incarnations of music from his days in London in the 60s. Also, through times in India and L.A. and Kauai. And, I mean, just like all those different lives that we have. Isn't it amazing? We're like cats. We have all these different lives.
Totally, yeah. Anyway, one thing I want to add is that Antion the Rock and Roller is going to rear his ugly head, if that's the right word.
No, it's not,
okay.
Okay. rear his fabulous head.
All right. On this Saturday at 9 p.m. at Trees, I'm playing with a fabulous band called Bluefinger, who advertise themselves as playing psychedelic blues rock, which I'm still trying to kind of figure out what that is, but it's a good mix. And they're a really good band. They're a bunch of great players.
And who's in that?
Oh, Drew Daly, guitar and vocals. Jim Fiore on drums. Ryan Perkins, I think his last name. Ryan on bass. Ryan's the funny guy that keeps us laughing. But it's a real good band. It's a very tight band. And we're going to play some down home rock and roll on Saturday. So be there or be square.
Okay, and that's at Trees.
That's at Trees.
And what time?
9 p.m.
9 p.m. All right. So that's this Saturday. And then on Sunday, November 16th, Antion will be sharing stories about his life and as a man and his music. And also Alondra will be there signing her new book that just came out. And that's entitled From Stardom to Wisdom, Book 1, Healing and Love Beyond the Spotlight. She will be there as well. And if you'd like to find out more, you can visit the Facebook page, which is... What's the Facebook? Facebook page? I don't actually have the Facebook page on here.
To my surprise.
I'm sorry. Okay, we'll find out that in a minute.
Okay, well, you can go to Alondra Kirsten Meredith. That's Alondra's Facebook page. Alondra Kirsten, K-I-R-S-T-E-N. Meredith, M-E-R-E-D-I-T-H.
Okay. Now, what about healthhealing.org? Is that going to have anything about that on there?
Yeah, it will. That's okay. Going to have the date, the venue and the date and all that kind
okay.
of stuff.
Okay, so the website, healthhealing.org. You can also phone 206-701-6609, or you can check out the Heartbeat of Kauai. That's Richard Diamond's newsletter online. There will be information about that. So anyway, this Saturday, Antion will be playing with Bluefinger at Trees Lounge starting at 9 o'clock, and that's going to be sort of like rock and roll blues psychedelic, like the old days.
Indeed, yeah.
And then Sunday, November 16th from 3 to 5 p.m.,
A Man
and His Music at a private home on the North Shore. And then on Saturday, November 15th, you're going to be offering Living Love Kundalini Nod Yoga Sacred Voice Workshop.
Yep.
And that's going to be all day from 9:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. at a North Shore venue. Once again, that's going to be Saturday, the 15th of November,
right?
Which is, what, a week from this Saturday. Time is flying.
Indeed.
Yes, and actually, Antion and Alondra will be teaching that workshop.
Yes.
And then I want to let you know that Alondra will be back here in the studio with me on November 19th at 1:15 to talk about her book that just came out. And then I know
you're good, you know. You don't even seem to take a breath. I don't know how you manage it.
I don't know. I need to learn circular breathing. One of my incarnations, the first man I really fell in love with, I lived with, was a saxophone and flute player.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He used to do the circular breathing, and he could even regulate his body temperature through his breath. So,
amazing.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. Anyway, we all have many incarnations and so many stories to tell, and you'll get an opportunity to hear a bunch of stories from Antion about his days of high living rock and roll in London. He takes out a deep sigh. And all the way in the sacred work that he did with himself through his voice as he became a Sikh, and through yoga, and then being turned on to Hawaiian music and just really tuning into his voice in a whole nother way.
That's right.
Yeah, so you can find out all about all these wonderful incarnations at A Man and His Music on Sunday, November 16th from 3 to 5 p.m. at a private home on the North Shore. More information at Heartbeat of Kauai or at healthhealing.org or by phoning 206-701-6609. Any last words you'd like to share?
Well, God, you took me by surprise there.
Oh,
well, you can, if you want to.
Yes.
I'd love to hear from you. My Facebook page is Antion, A-N-T-I-O-N, Vikram Singh, V-I-K-R-A-M-S-I-N-G-H, Meredith, M-E-R-E-D-I-T-H. So send me a friend request, or you can send me an email at anahola11, A-N-A-H-O-L-A-1-1, at yahoo.com. Looking forward to hearing from you. Tracy, thanks so much for having me on. And
well, it's been a pleasure.
It was fun.
It was definitely fun. So
definitely.
I look forward to having you come back in. And, yeah, bring Amrit when you have that all scheduled. And we'll
fantastic.
Focus a little bit on the fusion of Indian and Hawaiian music. Beautiful.
Indeed.
Two of my favorites, too.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Aloha.
Aloha.